Good morning. Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Hey, daf 5 in Baba Kama. We left off on 4b Dalet Amud Bet towards the top of the page, about 10 lines from the top of the page, at Tane Rav or Rabbi Oshaya, right? Where the first word on the line is Mai. We are just jumping in. Dalet Amud Bet 4b. Tane Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya taught. Shlosha Asar Avot Nezikin. There were 13 primary damagers. We said in the Mishnah there's 4. He disagrees and says, no, there's 13. We're going to have a three-way machloket. So, what are the 13? So he says, Shomer Chinam, someone who is guarding someone, Bechinam, Vashuel, a borrower, Nose Sachar, someone who takes money for holding something, Vasocher, and a renter, Nezek, a damager, Tsar, pain that's caused, Ripui, is the health payments that are needed for the doctor, shevet, unemployment, boshet, embarrassment, varba'ad ma'nitin, and the 4 of the Mishnah, hatles, are there, you get 13. So the Gemara says, v'tana didan ma'itama lo tanehane. Okay, why did our Tana, our Mishnah, not teach these other 9? So he says, bishama l'shmuel, it makes sense, according to Shmuel, that he said, beniske mamon kamayri, beniske gufo lo kamayri, that our Mishnah was talking about cases of our property damaging something, and not of our goof. And all of those other things that we just mentioned is something of our self-damaging. Ela the Rav, but according to Rav, who didn't say that, litne, according to him, you should teach the other 9. So he says, Tana Adam echol milei de Adam. It's odd, Adam, a person, meaning what was the case of Adam in the Mishnah, was mav'e, right? And all of the other aspects of Adam are right here, so that's included within Adam. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshaya, Nami, according to Rabbi Yoshaya, Hatane le Adam. You already taught Adam, so why do you need to teach all of this? So it says, Trei Gavne Adam, because there's 2 types of Adam, of a person. Tane Adam da Azik Adam, there's a person who damages another person. Tane Adam da Azik Shor, and there's a person who damages an animal. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, Shor Nami Litne Trei Gavne Shor. So for an ox as well, you should teach 2 types of oxes. Litne Shor da Azik Shor, Litne Shor da Azik Adam. You should teach an ox that damages an ox, and you should teach an ox that damages a man. The Gemara says, Hai Mai, that's not even comparable. Bishlama Adam da Azik Shor, makes sense, a person damages an ox. Nezek tun hu de mishalem, he's paying for the damage. Adam da Azik Adam, and a person who damages a person, mishalem arba dvarim, he pays for the 4 things. What are the 4 things? Anyone remember? We just mentioned that. Right? Tsar, ripui, shevet uboshet, pain, health, unemployment, and embarrassment. This is what he pays for. So the Gemara says, Ela Shor, but an ox. Mali Shor, da Azik Shor, Mali Shor da Azik Adam. What's the difference between an ox that damages an ox or an ox that damages a person? The owner still has to pay the value of the damage. Doesn't make a difference. So how can you make a comparison here? So the Gemara says, idvi idi nezek hu d'mishalem. In both cases, he's paying the worth of the damage. So the Gemara says, v'hash shomer chinam v'shuel nuse sachar v'socher. But all of those cases that we mentioned right now in Rabbi Yoshai's opinion of the shomer chinam, the borrower, the nose sachar, and the renter, the Adam da Azik Shorhu, it's talking about a person who damages an ox. Beketane, and still it taught all of them over here. Also, why is it teaching all of them over here? So the Gemara explains, Tane Hezekah de Biyadayim, Beketane Hezekah de Mimela. It's talking about 2 different types of damage. There's Hezek de Biyadayim, with purpose, like purposeful, with his hands he's doing it. And then there's Hezek damage that just happens on its own, that's just what happens. Right? There's a. This is the Rashi over here. Here, v'katani Rabbi Yoshaya avot dematnitin hezek biyadayim arba'a shomrin hezek demimela. That the avot of the Mishnah was talking about hezek, that's a damage that is biyadayim, that's with one's hand. Whereas over here, it's talking about a damage that it just happens on its own, like a borrower or something of the like.
Purposeful or physical?
Like physically with your hand, like a physical damage with one's hand. Not necessarily purposeful, more physical with one's hands causing damage. That was our Mishnah. So now we have a third opinion. Tane Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught, 24 avot nezikin. There are 24 primary damagers. How do we know? So he says, Tashlume kefel. There's times you have to pay double. Tashlume arba v'chamisha, 4 or 5 times sometimes. V'ganav v'gazlan. There's different types of thieves. V'edim zomimin. And edim zomimin, which is in Masechet Makot. Edim zomimin is basically if you have witnesses that testify against someone, and then 2 other witnesses come and say that, no, you're lying. You were with us that day. You weren't there. So they become conspiring witnesses. What is conspiring witnesses? That means, v'asitam lo kasher tamam. We do to these lying witnesses as they wanted to do to that person. Whatever they wanted to do to him, the punishment comes on to them. So that's also another one. V'aonis. V'aonis. Somebody who violates a woman, vamifateh, seduces a woman, motzi shem ra, brings out a bad name on a woman, says that she's not a virgin, his wife, or vamitameh, someone who is mitameh, vamidameh, or he mixes chulin and truma, he mixes the chulin and truma, makes it problematic, vaminasech, or he takes a wine and he makes it yainesech, he mixes it with yainesech. There's that. Those were 11. Vehanit lesar and the 13 of Rabbi Yoshaya. Ha'ashen v'arba, that's 24. So now we have three opinions. We have our Mishnah is 4. We have Rabbi Yoshaya is 13. And now we have Rabbi Chia, which is 24. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshaya, my tamalo tanihani. Why didn't Rabbi Yoshaya teach these other 11? It says, b'mona kamayri, b'knasalo kamayri. As he's talking about cases of monetary, and not cases of fine. And these are all cases of fines. Where it says ganavi gazlan, but if these thieves, the mamonahu, that's money, litnei, it should teach those cases also. So the Gemara says, haketani le shomer chinam ashoel. That's why he taught a shomer chinam, someone who's guarding something bechinam, or a borrower, that those are included, that's within that category. Right? Rashi says, the hatam nami shayach gneva, in those cases of a borrower or shomer chinam, there's also some connection to thievery if he steals. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Chia nami, okay, Rabbi Chia, hatani le shomer chinam v'ashoel. You taught already shomer chinam and the borrower. So why do you need to mention of these ganav and gazlan? It's two different types of money that comes to him. One is by a shomer chinam. He's guarding the money or he's borrowing the money. That's a permissive way that it comes to him. And then he steals it. One is, no, he actually went by a dime and he stole it. So those are two different types of stealing. And that's why he needed to teach both. So the Gemara is going to continue asking, why didn't Rabbi Yoshaya mention all these cases? So the Gemara says, flipping the Amud, Edim Zomamin, the Mamonahu, Litne. Okay, Edim Zomamin, that we just mentioned, is the lying witnesses. That's a case of monetary. So why didn't Rabbi Yoshaya teach that? So Savai la Rabbi Akiva, he held like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Ein Mashlamin al Piatzman, that he says that the witnesses, if they come and testify against themselves, and they say, oh, okay, fine, we were lying in the Beit Din, where what we said wasn't true, they can't do that. They don't pay based on their own testimony. So the Gemara says, "Is savar the Rabbi Akiva?" Hold on. If they hold a Rabbi Akiva, litnei terei gavnei shor, you have to teach there's two types of ox. Litnei shor dazik shor, v'litnei shor dazik adam. You have to teach there's an ox that damages an ox, and there's an ox that damages a person. Two different types of oxes. How do we know? Did none? As Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Af tam shechaval ba'adam mishalem ba'mutar nizik shalem. Even a tam, a calm animal, is not mu'ad. He hasn't had three instances of danger, of killing. So still, that who damages a person, you would have to pay mutar nizik shalem. What's mutar nizik shalem? So Rashi explains, im chaval adam b'shor tam, v'tam ba'adam, v'shamu beidin chavala shechaval shor ba'adam yoter m'chavala shechaval adam b'shor, v'shalem ba'al ashor oto odif. Let's say you have the man who damages an animal, and the animal damages the person, and they evaluate how much damage was caused by each of them. And let's say they said there was a little bit more damage that was caused by the animal to the person. So the owner of the ox would pay that mutar nezek shalem, that full payment of what was left over on top, but when you subtract the damage from the that the person did. So the Gemara says, so if this is the case, and according to Rabbi Akiva, you should teach two types of oxes. So the Gemara says, "Hat tavarei Rabbi Akiva legezizei." No, it's like, this is a phrase that Rabbi Akiva like broke his fist on this. The Tanya is right that says Rabbi Akiva Omer, "Yachol af tam shechaval ba'adam nishalem min aliyah." Is it possible that even a calm animal that he caused damage to a person, he would pay from the aliyah, which is literally the choicest property, but more specifically is, which I'll explain what it means. Talmud Lomar, that's why the pasuk says, "Yase lo." He pays from his guru, from his worth, and not from the aliyah. What does that mean? That means if, let's say, you have an animal that causes damage to another animal, and the animal that caused damage was worth 100 zuz, but the other animal is worth 300. So if we say from the aliyah, let's say, and he's a calm animal, you pay half a nezek. So you would pay 150 of the animal that he damaged, or he killed, let's say. He killed that other animal, it's worth 300, he has to pay 150. But if we say we go based on the goof, then he's worth 100, he can't pay more than worth what he's worth, so therefore you would only pay 100. So that's what we're saying. We're saying you'd pay from the goof, not from the aliyah, not from the choicest, which is what would be more than what he's worth. Okay, all of those cases in Mishnah, violating and seducing and motzi shemra on the woman, that's a case of monetary. Litnei, Rabbi Yoshaya should have taught those cases. So the Gemara says, manashach, whichever way you go, you should have taught it. You didn't need to say it. Why? Itzar, if you say it's a case of suffering, pain, Tanele, he taught the case of Tsar, Rabbi Yoshaya. Iboshet, if it's embarrassment, Tanele, he taught embarrassment. Ipgam, if you say it's a pgam, Hanu Nezek, that's a damage. So he says, Ma'i lech lemeima, what are you going to say? Knasa, you're going to say it's a fine? But Knasa lo kamay, Rabbi Yoshaya is not talking about cases of fine. So the Gemara says, Hametameh, Vamedameh, Vamenasech, all of these cases with the making it tameh, or making let's say truma tameh, or making truma and chulin mixed, or making wine nesuch yain nesef, the mamonahu, those are cases of monetary. You're making the person lose out on money. Litnei, Rabbi Yoshai should have taught those cases. So he says, manashach, whichever way you go doesn't work. Ihezek she'ino nikar shme hezek is machloket. If you say that a damage that is not if you say that a damage that is not so recognized is considered a damage, hatanele nezek, he already taught a case of damage. E hezek she'eino nikar losh mehezek. If you say that a damage that is not recognized is not considered a hezek, havele knasa, that's a fine. Uve knasa lo kamayrin, he's not talking about a fine. What does that mean, a damage that is not recognized? Like over here, can you recognize if this is trumar or chulin? It was mixed together. Or if it's tamer tahor, it's mixed together. You don't know. So if it's, you don't know, that's a damage that's not recognized. So if you say that it's damage not recognized, considered damage, then he already mentioned nezik. If you say it's not recognized, that's not a damage, then it's a knas, and he didn't talk about cases of fine. So the Gemara says, lema kasavar biyechia hezek she'eino nikar losh mehezek. Just a side point. Let's say that Rabbi Yechia holds that a damage that is not recognized is not considered a damage. How do we know? If you say it's considered a damage, he already taught, in his opinion, a case of damage. Now, if this is a case that is also a damage, then why would he need to teach both cases? I mean, why would he need to teach both mixing truma and chulin, which is not recognized, and a case of damage? If that's damage and this is damage, it's all one. So therefore, you must say that a damage that's not recognized, according to him, is not considered a damage. So he says, no. Tana hezeka de minkara, v'tana hezeka de lo minkara. There's two different types of damage. He taught a damage that is recognized, and he taught a damage that's not recognized. Meaning, there's nezek that's recognized, and then there's mixing truman chulin, which is not recognized. Two different types of damage. So the Gemara says, "Bishama la tana didan." Makes sense according to our tana. Tana minyana le maute de Rioshaya. He taught the amount, the number of avot nizikin, primary damagers, to exclude the opinion of Rioshaya, who says it's 13. Rabbi Yoshaya tana minyana lemaute Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Yoshaya said 13 to exclude Rabbi Chia, who says 24. Ela minyana de Rabbi Chia lemaute mai. But according to Rabbi Chia, why does he teach 24? What is he coming to exclude? He says lemaute moser mefagel. He's coming to exclude a moser or a mefagel. What is a moser mefagel? Moser is when someone is like he tattletales on a Jew to the government. And a mefagel, somebody who makes an animal, right? Rashi says, "Kohen sheshachat korbanot shel Yisrael chatat l'shum shlamim." He makes an animal, korban animal, pasul. So those two cases that was coming to exclude. So the Gemara says, "Velidne, why are you coming to exclude those? You should teach those." So he says, "Bishlamam mefagel." It makes sense. Case of mefagel, bekodashim lo kamayri. Case of kodashim is not what he's talking about. So that's why mefagel he didn't mention. Ela moser ma'ita malotane. But why didn't he teach the case of moser? So he says, "Shane moser de dibura, or with dibura lo kamayri." Moser is different because it's only a dibur. He's only tattletale. It's only with his words, and he didn't. We're not teaching a case of dibur. We're teaching a case of actions. Hold on. We mentioned v'amotzi shemra. Motzi shemra is when you talk about the wife saying she's not a virgin. So that's a diburahu. That's a dibur. Ve'katane, we taught that. So the Gemara says dibura deid ve'masehu. No, that's a dibur that has an action with it. So the Gemara says, "Vaha edim zomemin." Okay, the lying witnesses, the dibura, the leide maasehu. That's a dibur. That's words that doesn't have an action to it. It's just speaking. It's testifying. Ve'katane, and still we taught that as one of the main damagers. So the Gemara says, "Hatam." In that case, afagav the leide be'maaseh. Even though there's no action with it, rachmana kariya maaseh. The Torah calls it an action. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, "Vasitem lo kasher zamam lasod la'achiv." You should do to him as he planned to do to that person that he was lying about. So therefore, it says do that sounds like an action, and that's how we know that's why it's mentioned, because it's an action. But a dibur we didn't mention. So the Gemara says again, "Bishlam ala tana didan." It makes sense according to our tana. Tana avot mikal deika toladot. He mentioned primary damagers. That means there are subcategories. El Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshaya, according to the next two opinions, Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshaya, avod miklal deika toladot. If you say they're primary, that means there are subcategory damagers. Toldotehen mainihu. What are the subcategory damagers? So he says, Amar Rabbi Abau, kulan ke avot l'shalem mit mimetav. All of them are like the main primaries by these two opinions, that you would have to pay from your choicest property, from your choicest part of the land. That's what it means. If you damage in any of the avot or in the subcategory into Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yoshaya, you'd have to pay from your primary property. So the Gemara says, "My tama, what's the reason? Atya tachat netina yishalem kesef." We have four words in four different cases. In all of these, it makes a gezerah shava, kind of. It makes a connection between all of them to say that we learn out one from another, to say that avot and the toladot would be one and the same. That just by primary damager, you would have to pay from your choicest property. So too, your secondary, your subcategory damages, you'd have to pay from your choicest property. So the Gemara then says, okay, we said, lo harei ashor kerei ha-maveh. The shore, the ox is not like the maveh. So my kamar, what did he mean? Amar zavid, mishpein derava, achi kamar, this is what he meant. Lichtok rachmana vechada, v'teite idach minei. Why don't we just learn out one of these, and you can learn the rest of the avot from that one? That's why it says, hadar amar chada mechada lo atya. We can't learn one from one. That's why it says that. So the Gemara says, "Velo ze veze sheyesh ben ruach ha'im," and not this and that that have life are compared to fire that doesn't have life. That's what we said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "My kamar, what are we talking about?" Amar mesharshim mishmei derava achi kamar. This is what we meant to say: "Lichtov rachmanat tarte v'teite idach minayhu." You should write two. The Torah can just write two cases: ox and a maveh, and learn out the rest from them. Learn out fire from them. Why do you need to mention all of them? That's why you need to say, Hadar Amar, no. Chadam, itarte lo atya. You can't learn out one from two. So when it says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Vekulhu, kishadet bor benayu atya kulhu bimasad. In all of these cases, if you put the pit in between them, pit with any of them, you can learn out the rest of them from a tzada shaveh, from common denominator. Except, and Rashi explains why, because a pit is different in the sense that it's a damager, but it doesn't move. All of the other ones are damagers that move. So they're different. So that's why if you put a pit with any of the other ones, you can learn out the rest of them from them. The barmi karen, except for the horns. Mishum de'ikal mefrakos, you can contradict that by saying, ma lekulu shuken muadin mitchilatan. Just like those cases are all muad, they're dangerous from the beginning, where the pit isn't. So therefore, it wouldn't be able to learn out that's why it's saying except for the Karen. So hold on. So therefore, so the Gemara says, well, the one who says no, on the contrary, Karen Adifa, Karen, the horns are even better. So Kavanatol Azik, his intention is to damage. Sorry, Michila. What I was saying was before was that all of those other cases are mu'ad mitchilatan. All of the other cases of damages are dangerous from the beginning, except for Karen, except for horns, which are not dangerous from the beginning. That's first tam, it's first calm, and then it becomes dangerous. So the Gemara says, Ulman da amar adarba, the one who says on the contrary, Karen adifa shekonato la'azik, says the horn is even better, because its intention is to damage. Afilu Karen nami atya, you should even include horns. So ela lemay hilcheta katvin rachmana. So why did the Torah write all of these damagers? Why can't we just write the pit and one other, and we learn the rest from them? So the Gemara says lehilchotehen. We needed to learn out their halachot. What are their halachot? Keren, the horns, lechalek ben tamal muede, to differentiate between a calm animal and a dangerous animal. What's the difference? That by a calm animal, you would only have to pay chatzin nezek, half of the damage. With a muad, with a dangerous animal, you have to pay the full damage. The tooth and the foot, the potram reshut arabim, to make them exempt if damage happened in the reshut arabim. It's only liable in the property of the damaged. Bor, the pit, liftor bo the kelim, to exempt kelim that were damaged in this pit. Or the Rebudan, according to Rebudan, that says the mechayev al nizkei kelim babor, that he says that if kelim got damaged into a pit, that you would be liable. What is it coming to exclude? It says liftor bo the adam, to exclude the person. So then the next one says, Adam, why do a person is a primary damager? L'chayevo barbar dvarim, to say that he's liable in the four things. Right? Tsar, ripui, shevet, uboshet. Oh, esh, and what's fire? Liftor bo et tamun, to exempt the tamun, that which is hidden. Let's say, for example, someone burns down someone's house, and there was a bunch of hidden, or a field, let's say, and within the wheat, the grains, the guy was storing things inside. And all of that was hidden, got burned down. So he says that's coming to exclude that which was hidden. He didn't know it was there. Okay, but Rabbi Yudan disagrees with that and says that no, you'd be liable for that which was hidden when it's burnt down. What is it coming to include? Sorry, not exclude. What is it coming to include? So he's coming to include If somebody, let's say, burned someone's a fire, let's say touched someone's plowed field or someone's stones and caused damage to them, so we're coming to include that type of case. So that's why we needed to mention all of these cases in order to teach their halachot of what's practical within each and every one, and that's why it wasn't enough just to mention a boar and learn out from Bema Atzad. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1-minute recap.